The Streets by Jackie Rose. Read by Annie Aldington. 3 may keep a secret if 2 of them are dead. Benjamin Franklin. 10 years ago.
Move it. Now. Come on. Martin, move yourself.
Groggy, Jo Martin pushed herself up on her elbows in the single metal bed, feeling the springs of the stained mattress digging into the back of her thighs. She flicked a gaze at her alarm clock. It was only 6 a.m. From underneath her fringe, she stared in bemusement at the screw standing in the doorway of her cell.
Ain't you ever heard of good morning? Or better still, how about a little morning kiss? Oh, that's right, I forgot. You don't swing my way, do you, officer? Though, as I keep telling you, the offer's always here if you ever change your mind. Once you've tasted pussy, there ain't no turning back.
She winked, and Officer Barrow's cheeks flushed red.
Move it, Martin. I ain't got time for your filthy mouth today.
Noticing a dribble of egg yolk on the lapel of the officer's uniform, Jo licked her lips, tasting the sticky, dry spit at the corner of her mouth, a side effect from the medication she'd been put on. She smirked.
Fucking hell, someone's got out of the wrong side of bed, ain't they? Or have you found out that your old man has been playing away? Is that it? Has he been dipping his dick where he shouldn't?
Still smirking, Jo could hear the venom in her own voice. She knew full well anything other than a yes miss no miss would get right under the skin of Officer Barrow, and no doubt there'd be consequences. There always was.
But she didn't care. Not anymore.
Or rather, she did care. She cared so fucking much it was untrue. But there was no way she was ever going to let a fat, spiteful, bitter bitch like Barrow ever know that. Swinging her feet onto the cold floor, Jo glanced away from the officer, watching the rain dripping down the rusting bars of the window. Barrow had made her life a living hell for the past 4 years, ever since she'd arrived here at Granger Hall. For some reason she'd never quite worked out, the officer had made it her personal mission to try to fuck her over, break her. Solitary confinement, keeping her banged up for days on end, turning a blind eye when the other women on the wing had added crushed up bits of glass to her food. Once, she'd even found a used tampon mixed in with her plate of ravioli. Though, like she told a grinning Barrow at the time, the prison food was so bland it probably had added to the taste. Oh, God, yeah. She'd had it all, thanks to Barrow, who'd always reminded her of a hyena waiting hungrily for a reaction. But she'd never given her one. Never. And so far, much to Barrow's fury, it hadn't broken her. She'd survived everything the officer had sent her way. Just. She'd even managed to get through last summer, sharing herself with some crazy mare who'd killed her father while he'd been watching football. 12 deep bloody blows with an axe to the back of his skull. The killing hadn't been the problem. In fact, Jo had actually enjoyed hearing how the man squealed like a pig when the axe split his head in half. She'd giggled about that for a long while afterwards. Truth be told, Jo wished she'd done the same thing to her own family. It was a shame she'd never taken the chance. No, the problem had been, at least once a week, when the temperature soared well into the 80s and the heat had crept in through the window like it was looking for shade, the woman had dirty protested, smearing her own shit all over the walls. And Barrow, well, she'd made Jo sit there in the cell, surrounded by crap, hour after hour, the stench climbing into her nose and seeping into her pores. She'd felt like an animal. But that's what the public had wanted, hadn't they? Taking away her freedom hadn't been fucking enough for them. They'd wanted to strip her of everything. And they'd almost succeeded. Almost. 4 years ago, when some snotty journalist had found out she was serving her sentence in a cushy closed-condition prison after a series of public outcries, she'd been moved here, Granger Hall, a Cat A jail, where she'd been ever since. Looking back, it seemed the whole country had wanted to know she was suffering. Somehow she reckoned it had made them sleep better in their beds, knowing she was locked up with the real